On the show today, we have Coupera Consulting's Kenya Calderon talking about her recent recognition of Credit Union Times' Women to Watch. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Kenya Calderon from Coupera Consulting on the program. How are you, Kenya?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, but I think you're doing better than me because you are one of the CU Times Women to Watch recognition. So congratulations on that. How's it feel?
It's a great honor. It feels great to be among two other women who are doing great things in the credit union industry as well. So it's a great honor to have been chosen.
Very cool. Well, before we get into the interview, let's talk about what exactly do you do at Coupera Consulting?
Yes. So my role with Coupera is the client relations associate. So I assist our client organizations as they implement their Hispanic growth strategy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I am the liaison between Coupera and our clients to ensure that they keep moving along in the trajectory to becoming best practice credit unions.
Indeed, indeed. And so can you let's step back a little bit here. Can you give us a quick background on yourself, and then how did you end up in this industry? Because it's a pretty interesting story based on the story in CU Times.
Yeah, so I was actually born in Santa Ana, El Salvador, just a very small country in Central America. Mm-hmm. And I moved to the United States when I was 11 years old in 2005. So as an immigrant, first generation Hispanic, I believe, and I was obsessed with this idea of going to college, and it was a credit union that became a mentor to me. The credit union staff became one of the many, many mentors that I've had throughout my young life. And I went through college, and I still had a very strong relationship with different credit unions in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And I believe that I'm a product of the many things that credit unions can do to serve immigrants, mm-hmm. Hispanic immigrants. And I just graduated from Drake University. I majored in management and entrepreneurship.
Well done.
Yeah, very exciting time. I no longer have to do homework anymore, so I'm very, very excited.
That is something to be happy for sure, yes.
Yeah, so I connected with Coupera CEO Miriam De Dios Woodward, mm-hmm. When I was a sophomore, and I became an intern during the summers and then joined the company as a part-time employee last September, and I was offered a full-time employee here at Coupera. So I've been with Coupera for quite some time now.
Goodness gracious, you are making some huge impact in a short amount of time. So well done on that.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
cool.
You.
So what challenges, I mean, like, again, stepping back a little bit here, what challenges did you face as an immigrant, and how did they shape you to who you are today? Because it sounds like credit unions made a big impact in your life early on as well. So what challenges did you face, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, so as a new immigrant in the United States, we had to start from zero. And I grew up in a low-income household, mostly because of the lack of resources. The resources available to us were very few. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a financial service institution. My parents had a very bad experience with a bank. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of stayed away from banks and credit unions because they didn't really understand the difference between banks and credit unions at the time. And I know that our situation could have improved a little bit if we would have had that trusted, mm-hmm. that preferred financial service institution, mm-hmm. when I was younger. And when I was becoming in charge of doing my own things as a junior and senior in high school, I developed a relationship with a credit union that really opened my mind and doors to different possibilities, mm-hmm. such as scholarships and just budgeting my money, being better about my finances, awesome. Things that my parents couldn't teach me. Mm-hmm. And I taught my parents because of the education that I received from a credit union. So it did have a huge impact because I think because of that relationship, I was able to seek new opportunities and really ensure that I finished my education.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, what a cool, that's a great turnaround, you know, and credit, it sounds like credit unions were an integral part of that turnaround for you.
Yes, indeed they were.
So let's go into that a little bit deeper. How else did your credit union help you out? I mean, you talked about them helping you out with budgeting, kind of showing you new or scholarships, that type of stuff. Are there any other ways that the credit union helped you out as well?
Yeah, so because my parents didn't know English, they know a little bit more now. But growing up, I was in charge of translating and interpreting for them. And I really didn't have a chance to focus just on being a student. And I had all these extra responsibilities that other young children don't have if they're not, you know, they become that person that's responsible for that. So the credit union that we first developed a relationship with, they had bilingual staff and non-Hispanic staff were very welcoming. And my parents were able to develop a relationship with them too, because they had someone to serve them in the language that they preferred. Mm-hmm. So they helped me out in the sense that I no longer had to be responsible for those day-to-day task anymore, because my parents could do so on their own, and right. took a huge weight off my shoulder, and which is why it's so important for me to be in this role now, because I have that experience in when a financial service institution didn't have those resources available for my parents, and the responsibility that it placed on me. I have that background that I can share with our credit union partners, for them to see the importance of having bilingual staff, of having training for all of their staff mm-hmm. to be welcoming, because they will be able to have the same impact that the credit unions had in my family.
Mm-hmm. I love the perspective that you have from your story, because you have the perspective from an immigrant's perspective, you have the perspective from a credit union member's perspective, and now you have the perspective from a consulting firm's perspective. I mean, it's just you really have a well-rounded, shall I say, a well-rounded vision of this, of the industry and what it's done for you and what it can do for others. So I love this story. So how do you say, let's get to the Hispanic community here, because I've talked with Miriam about this a lot, and I would love to get your take as well. How can credit unions continue to better serve the Hispanic community? And any examples that, if you have any, that would be wonderful. Because I see how they did it in your life, and it's tremendous. So how else can credit unions really go after this community?
Yeah, I think credit unions need to think beyond an initiative, think beyond just a marketing campaign, because it's more to that. It's
no doubt.
It's about changing the culture of the entire organization to seeing us as part of their community. Mm-hmm. And for credit unions to get to that place is by really implementing the Hispanic growth strategy as part of their overall strategy. Mm-hmm. And an example, like I mentioned before, is when you start to see us as part of your community, then you will want to have your staff be representative of the community that you're serving.
Totally.
And again, it doesn't have to be just hiring bilingual and bicultural staff, mm-hmm. but it's also ensuring that the people that are non-Hispanic are also welcoming. And because Hispanic millennials may not need someone that's bilingual to serve them, because the majority of us are bilingual as mm-hmm. well, so we can change back and forth. But it's important for me to have someone that's serving me and also my parents. Mm-hmm. So while I may not need someone from the frontline staff to help me in Spanish, it's important for me to know that that credit union is also willing to serve my parents, my aunts and uncles, and it really does start at the top, from management and CEOs and VPs, to see us as important and to see that this market is still very much underserved.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that credit unions are the our preferred partners because of that people helping people philosophy. And it still very much relates to what the Hispanic community values.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one example. And just making sure that the member experience is a great one for Hispanics, because word of mouth is huge in our community.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that I found out about my credit union when I was younger is because I heard people talking about them at church, at different celebrations, mm-hmm. and saying, oh, do you need to build your credit? You need to go to so-and-so that works at this credit union. And they'll be able to accept alternative forms of IDs, and they'll walk you through the process. So it's important for credit unions to understand that it needs to go beyond just translating our marketing and messaging and flyers, because when a Hispanic member gets to your branch, their experience needs to be just like everyone else's member experience. Because that will make the difference, and that will build trust and loyalty
mm-hmm.
with that family and that community.
Well, you're proof that it works, because they made a big difference in your life, and now you're spreading the word. You're a great person for word of mouth, so to speak, because I'm sure you're telling your friends and family and anybody else that you know how great
that would be. Yes, I make sure that I'm very proud to say that my family that I'm aware of, that they haven't told me and they know better, but all of them are loyal members of a credit union because of that, because they've not only helped me, they've helped my aunts and uncles, my parents. And so it's really a community that ensures that you're getting the resources that you're lacking from a partner that really cares about your well-being mm-hmm. and your financial stability.
Mm-hmm. And this is what happens when you just do a little bit above beyond the call of duty, so to speak. And look what, they have an advocate for life now, and look where you are in your career as well. It's because, I don't want to say it's probably a big part of why you are where you are right now. So it's a really cool story. All right, Kenya, I know you got lots of other stuff to do. So to wrap up, how do you see yourself excelling in your career and then helping the Hispanic community obtain better financial services?
I see myself excelling in my career by not forgetting where I come from, mm-hmm. not forgetting the resources that I wish my family had when I was younger, because that really will help me help our credit unions continue to implement the strategy and continue to be strive to be a best practice credit union. Mm-hmm. And while I may not meet the Hispanic members that they're serving, I know that because I'm sharing my story, my experience, that they will be able to improve their processes. They will be able to repackage their products that will be more relevant to the community. And with that will be, I think, a success factor in my career to continue to advocate for organizations to serve my community and just continue to be a leader in the community and to be a leader in our industry. Because I truly believe that we have yet to see the many possibilities that can come out of credit unions as a whole. There's many, many more things to be done and to discover. And I'm excited to be in this industry and to drive our credit unions to see the possibilities that lie within the Hispanic community.
Indeed, indeed. Great message to end on, Kenya. Thank you so much. And you're an influencer now. That's pretty cool. Look at you.
Thank you.
Awesome. And you're still in, the starting stages of your career. Who knows where you're going to go? I mean, sky's the limit for you. So congratulations and keep up the good work. All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, anytime.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.